Fighting drug traffickers at sea, first maritime cooperation meeting for strengthening regional and bi-regional ties on combating maritime drug trafficking was held in Tehran. The meeting was organized by Islamic Republic of Iran and United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. Representatives from Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the United Arab Emirates discussed ways to enhance cooperation and exchange information and intelligence to tackle maritime drug trafficking. The head of UNODC in Iran stated that 90% of world seizures are made based on intelligence and talked about Iran's role in war on drugs.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has the highest seizures rate of opiates in the world. I think the latest statistics indicates that both in terms of opium and heroin, Iran ranks first in the world.
Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, with the help of UNODC in the Counter-Narcotics Enforcement Agreement in June 2007, known as Triangular Initiative, agreed to share information and coordinate amongst anti-narcotic forces of the three countries to tackle the drug trafficking problem more efficiently. Iran's anti-narcotics police chief, General Ali Mouayedi, talked about the importance of fighting maritime drug trafficking.
We seized more than 500 tons of narcotics from mid-March of last year until mid-March of this year. Around 70% of the narcotics that come through Iran find their way through Pakistan and the sea. I believe that if we combat drug trafficking in the sea as we do in the land, the whole region will benefit. If the countries in the region cooperate, we can bring about positive changes with effects that will touch the region and the world.
In the past 30 years, more than 3,700 Iranian police forces have lost their lives in the fight against narcotics. Many more have been injured. Iran spends millions annually on border control. Ali Mouayedi stated that drug traffickers have been forced to change their trend of trafficking from land to sea because of Iran's relentless fight against them. Iran is a major victim of drug trafficking in the world. As the head of UNODC in Iran says, around 37% of opiates coming from Afghanistan pass through Iran and Pakistan on their way to Europe on what's known as Southern Route. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.